Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
9:38, 22 till 9, joined now by one of the talented young reporters at WWL Louisiana, Alyssa Curtis, whom I had the pleasure of meeting at the, I think it was the Press Club Awards, wasn't it?
It was. It was a good time.
It was. How you doing? All right?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Before we get to the serious matter here, what grade would you give me for emceeing?
Oh, A+. That was great.
That was nice. Thank you. Let's talk about, seriously, what's going on in Lafourche Parish. You've been all over this, and this is a mess. Tell me the story.
Yeah, a lot of people are really frustrated. I can just, you know, once we post on Facebook and do our stories, the amount of comments we get is absolutely crazy.
Tell me what's going on.
So this happened in the beginning of the school year, but it seems to just be coming to light now because of the most recent Lafourche Parish school board meeting. So according to the lawyers in this situation and the meeting that happened on November 5th, there was an incident that was going on at Sixth Ward Middle School. The lawyers for one of the girls says that there were AI-generated nude photos of her going around and being circulated. They say the boys were kind of showing them to each other in school. So they essentially put her face on a nude body. And the lawyers say that she went and did everything she was supposed to. She went to school officials, the counselor, and said, hey, this is going on. And the lawyers say that they didn't take any corrective action. And by the end of the day, they put her on the bus with the boy who was circulating the photos. And they say that she just got to a breaking point, essentially. And on the bus, this boy was continuing to show these pictures and she had enough. And there was some sort of physical altercation on the bus. After that physical altercation, she was expelled, seemingly because they have a zero tolerance policy. So she was expelled.
Let me slow you down a little bit. Mm-hmm. So just so I understand this, the girl finds out that they're circulating, which, as I understand it, we'll get to that in a minute with Pat Connick and his law, that there were AI-generated fake nude photos of her being circulated around. She went to the authorities and reported this. They didn't do anything, and on that same day, they put her on the bus with the same kid that was still showing the pictures?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the lawyers and the school board both say that there was some sort of investigation into what happened. But the lawyers say it wasn't really an investigation, that it was very haphazard. They wouldn't allow her to call her dad, even though she requested to call a parent. They said, we're not involving parents at this time. So they said, yes, you say there's an investigation, but it wasn't, no corrective action was taken. No phones were confiscated. And you still allowed her to get on the bus with this boy. And of course, there, you know, the lawyers are saying, of course, she got to a point where she felt like she had nothing. She couldn't do anything else. And she wanted this to stop. So this at the November 5th school board meeting, her lawyers came to before the school board and asked, you know, can this expulsion be reversed? This is not fair to her. You know, you guys failed her in how you failed to act. They eventually amended the expulsion. So she technically, the expulsion is still there, but she was allowed to come back to school immediately. But she's on a probationary period. So it's unclear whether this expulsion will still be on her record and what that looks like, but she's not allowed to do extracurricular activities or anything like that. So there's still a lot of frustration here.
What happened to the kids who are generating the pictures or circulating the pictures that they generated?
So it's unclear who generated these photos, but the Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office says that one boy involved in this incident was charged with 10 counts of unlawful dissemination of images created by artificial intelligence. And they do say that the investigation is ongoing and additional arrests and charges are possible. But during that school board meeting last week, the superintendent admitted on the record that this behavior was so pervasive, and there was, he says, at least half a dozen children were involved in this incident. So as this investigation continues and as we continue, you know, reporting on this, it could very well be that a lot of kids were involved in this. And we're even getting Facebook comments saying, you know, my daughter was involved in this, or there's more than just one victim in this case. So we're really trying to dig a little deeper and see what the extent of this behavior really is.
Tell me about Pat Connick and his law and what it says about AI-generated photos.
So I'm not as familiar with this law. So we've been doing a little bit of breaking up this coverage because it's such a huge story.
Sure.
But looking at the reporting that my colleague Mike McDaniel did, Pat Connick said to him, AI is coming at us very fast and furious, and in this case, the bill works. So it became law after the 2024 legislative session. So it's a very brand new law, and he essentially says, we saw, you know, what could happen with this, and it's moving so fast. So it seems like just, you know, I'm not as familiar with this law as Mike McDaniel is, but it seems like they just really want to get a hold of this specific behavior and, you know, the damage that AI-generated images can do. Especially, you know, it seems these kids are so young, it seems like they don't really know the extent and, you know, what the damage of these artificial intelligence images can do. So it really seems like they really want to just get a hold of the bad things that can happen that come out of artificial intelligence.
So what happens next, Alyssa?
It's kind of unclear. It's been really hard to get any information from officials on this story because it does involve juveniles. So we know now that some boy is charged with this law, he's eventually going to have to go before a judge. And, you know, I imagine a court proceeding as the process goes on with these charges. Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office also says the investigation is ongoing. So it seems like they really want to get to the bottom of who created these images, if there were more children circulating these images. It's unclear on the school side what is happening. They've sent me a few statements saying that essentially they did what they were supposed to. They said the evidence suggests that the school district did in fact follow all of our protocols and procedures. They also say that this case, like we mentioned, the case was brought to law enforcement immediately. So there's still a little bit of gray area here about what happens next, but there's some sort of criminal justice aspect to this, and we know it has to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Go through the courts at this point now.
You know, as a parent, it just seems to me as though the school system failed this young lady terribly in so many different ways, and now she's still being punished, right?
Yeah, and that's what her lawyers are arguing, that, you know, and through the lawyers, the family has told me that, you know, while what the boy did was not great, it was not a good action, you know, they really do want to focus on the adults in this situation, and they feel that that's really where all of this whole situation was really born out of and was the root of this issue. They say that she did everything she was supposed to, counselors, teachers, and they say that teachers and these people in schools are supposed to protect these children from situations exactly like this, and they didn't hear her. They weren't taking the corrective action. So the family is really focused on the failures and the alleged failures of the adults in this situation, and that's where they feel like this all stems from.
So as I understand it, the amount of the physical altercation was, it's not as though she took a baseball bat to the kid or anything, which if it was my kid, I'm not one to advocate that kind of thing, but emotionally it can get to you. But all she did was swatted the phone out of his hand, right?
Yeah, so we got part of a video that shows part of the incident, and the lawyers admit that there is a longer version of a video from the surveillance cameras that were on the school bus. They do not have access to this. We have not been successful in obtaining this video. But the video that we do have shows that the boy was showing pictures to someone next to him on the school bus. And you can hear in the background, you know, there's chit-chat and kids on the bus, so it's hard to make out what they're saying. Mm-hmm. But she says, you know, stop it. Am I the only one who's going to do something here? And she swats at him and she hits him in the head. What I saw wasn't a punch. It wasn't, you know, pummeling of this kid. The way that the school board described it, though, in that November 5th meeting was much more violent. It seemed like it had escalated much further than this. The lawyers say, though, that what we saw on the video that we have is much of what happened throughout the rest of the incident. So they say it didn't escalate much further than that. So there's still somewhat of a gray area that we're, again, trying to figure out and trying to get that video from the school bus.
Are there some kind of undercurrents here, Alyssa, that maybe might exist that are not coming to the forefront?
Yeah, there seems, just, you know, talking to the community and looking at, again, the comments that we're getting.
Because it makes no sense is why I'm asking you this. It makes no sense.
Yeah. It seems like we're missing part of it. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of the community feels this way, that there must be something else that we're missing. But looking at, you know, again, our comments and stuff, they're saying that this has happened before, it seems like. And a lot of parents feel like adults at this school and this school district have not been protecting the kids. So, again, we're really trying to dig here and see what happened and why it seems like no corrective action was taken, but then the finger pointing turned to this little girl.
Everybody's got a story. What made you want to become such a journalist? Because you really are, and that impresses me about you. What is it that makes you want to do that?
I think I've always just been really curious. And then, you know, starting in this industry and learning what this industry was, just talking to people. I really love talking to people and helping them and getting to the bottom of, you know, whatever story it is that I'm looking into, where does this stem from? What's really going on here? And I like to look for the truth. So I think that's what I always strive for, and the truth and to be fair.
Do you ever find yourself talking to yourself inside of your head, because I do, about really what is absolute truth?
Yeah, a lot of times. And yeah. Sometimes, you know, you're at your desk and you're looking at a story and you're spending so long on it, you know, you're saying, you know what, let me go take a walk, clear my head.
Right, exactly. But wait a minute, but this, but that, but if that, but wait,
yep.
But that and that. I got you. You do a great job, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. You too. Alyssa Curtis, WWR Louisiana Reporter, 950, 10 till 10. Quick break, then we'll find out what Newell's got planned for us today here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.